What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll be observing Martin Luther King Jr. Day by listening to songs of peace, love, and justice from the Avenue.
We shall overcome.
These are the words spoken by the late Dr. Martin Luther King. We've come a long way, but we got a long way to go.
That was the Indianapolis gospel group, the Wandering Travelers, with their tribute to Martin Luther King. That song was released in 1968 on the Blue Eagle label, a record company based out of the Blue Eagle nightclub located at 701 Indiana Avenue. Martin Luther King was no stranger to Indiana Avenue. In December of 1959, King appeared in the Avenue neighborhood delivering a speech titled Remaining Awake Through a Revolution at the Fall Creek YMCA. King appeared on the Avenue as part of the famous Monster Meetings Speaker Series, a tradition that began at the Senate Avenue YMCA in the early 1900s. America is in danger of producing guided missiles and misguided men, King said to the audience of 900. Throughout his life, King spoke out against warfare and violence, a message echoed in the next song we'll hear tonight. This is the legendary Naptown Soul Jazz Band, Funk Incorporated, with Let's Make Peace and Stop the War, released on Prestige Records in 1972.
Let's make peace. Let's make peace. Oh, stop the war. It's time to wake up and clean our lives.
For you to learn,
some acquiring habits, they never had before.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're observing Martin Luther King Day by sharing songs of peace, love, and justice from the Avenue. Up next, we'll hear a track featuring the Naptown jazz legend James Spalding on flute. This is Kamal Abdul-Aleem with Peace.
Thank you.
That was Kamal Abdul-Aleem with Peace, featuring the Naptown jazz legend James Spalding on flute. Up next, we'll hear two more tracks featuring James Spalding. From Leon Thomas' 1969 album, Spirits Known and Unknown, we'll hear The Creator Has a Master Plan, featuring James Spalding on flute. After that, we'll hear One, featuring James Spalding on alto sax.
The Creator has a master plan. Peace and happiness for everyone. The Creator makes but one. Peace and happiness through all the land. The Creator makes but one demand. Happiness through all the land.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're observing Martin Luther King Day by sharing songs of peace, love, and justice from the Avenue. Up next, we'll hear music from the great Naptown trombonist, Phil Renolin. From 1972, this is Phil Renolin with How Do We End All This Madness. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're observing Martin Luther King Day by listening to songs of peace, love, and justice from the Avenue. Up next, we'll hear the song Color Me by People in the News, released on the Naptown Records label in 1970. Before we listen, we'll hear from the song's author, Josephine Cheatham Manns. She spoke with WFYI's Kyle Long last year.
Well, at the time, like you said, so much was going on in our country. And the issue was your color. So when I thought about writing this song along with Jerry Miller, he was the lead guitar, and so he started to play. And so he would play and I would write. And so the song Color Me came about as a struggle, and I guess I wanted people to hear in music what was really happening. It was before, before Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. And so it was Color Me Red, Color Me Black, Color Me White. And when I got to the part, Color Me, Color All the People Black and Blue, that was the trauma that the people were receiving. And so that song had great meaning to me.
You're addressing poverty, yes. War, racial injustice.
Yes.
And, you know, I mentioned that around this time, the Lockfield Rebellion had happened on Indian Avenue. It was around, I think, 69 or 70 yeah. that the Lockfield Rebellion happened. And I wondered if you remember that incident and how that impacted you. They burnt down a grocery store, the Big Ten Market. A police officer was shot that night as well. So this was a very significant sort of uprising. Do you have memories of that?
I have vague memories of that, Kyle. All I know is that there were lots of police. There was lots of fire. There were lots of people in the street. There was lots of yelling, and you could hear the stress of it all. So my mom kind of hushed me away from that so that I would not, you know, get so totally involved in it. But it was a very stressful time.
This is People in the News with Color Me.
Feel your pain, have nothing but crime. Politicians, truly lying.
Color me red,
color me black, color me white. Call the people.
Up next, we'll hear a song of Black solidarity recorded by the fabulous Moonlighters, the house band at Indiana Avenue's Blue Eagle Nightclub. Released on Lamp Records in 1970, this is the fabulous Moonlighters with Right On Brother.
Gotta keep on on.
The Indianapolis funk band Amnesty specialized in songs of social justice. And up next, we'll hear a track that Amnesty recorded in 1973 at the 700 West Studio in New Palestine, Indiana. This is Amnesty with Can I Help You? This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're observing Martin Luther King Day by listening to songs of peace, love, and justice from the Avenue. Up next, we'll hear a track arranged by the late great Avenue trombonist Slide Hampton. From 1982, this is McCoy Tyner's Search for Peace, arranged by Slide Hampton. On this week's show, we've been observing Martin Luther King Jr. Day by listening to songs of peace, love, and justice from the Avenue. We'll end with a piece recorded by John Coltrane in memory of King. This track features the Naptown jazz great Killer Ray Appleton on drums. From 1969, This is John Coltrane with Reverend King. Thanks for tuning in to this special Martin Luther King Jr. Day edition of Echoes of Indiana Avenue. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.